Imagine a country where jobs are plentiful and families can get ahead. A country where veterans are treated with dignity and respect. A country so powerful, terrorism is in retreat. Our families safe. A country run by a leader whose career was built on success. A leader who isn't beholden to special interests, but to the people themselves. Make America great again. Donald Trump for president.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Blog Talk Radio.
Do you find yourself constantly in some type of drama, whether it's in your professional or personal life? Are you constantly arguing, pissed off at people, and cursing people out on Facebook or Twitter? Or are you blowing up on people for little or no reason at all? Do you struggle with your relationships? Are you having a hard time getting, feeling, or just expressing love? Do you keep attracting the same type of mofos into your life over and over again? Do you want to learn how to make it in real, healthy, mature ways and have relationships with people that are unconditionally loving and honest instead of being full of lies, deception, hurt, pain, and drama? Well, you're in the right place. The Heart and Soul Radio Show is led by Diana Trinity Nieves and Ralphie Tattoo Perez. These co-facilitators are dedicated to educating, motivating, and inspiring others to connect more deeply with themselves and with others to live a full and authentic life. Tattoo and Trinity will discuss ways how you can cultivate and maintain a healthy relationship with all parts of yourself, your spirit, your mind, your feelings, and your body in very practical and fun ways. You'll even discover how to communicate more effectively, to create emotionally intimate relationships while protecting your boundaries in healthy, mature ways. Tattoo and Trinity will talk about ways you can incorporate your spiritual life into your work, your family, and life in general, while all the time making it real. Yeah. So stay tuned, and during the last half of the show, there'll be a Q&A session where you can call in and speak your mind, open your heart, free your soul, or just get that answer to your burning question. So ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourself for the Heart and Soul Radio Show.
The Heart and Soul Radio Show. My name is Diana Trinity Nieves.
And I'm Ralph Perez, a.k.a. Tattoo X-Men. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I am feeling so excited about this week's topic. Feelings buried alive, stay alive. And they never die.
Exactly.
So, Ralphie.
Oh, wow, it's been a really rough day today. We're going to be talking about feelings and repressed and suppressed feelings and how they can hurt you and how to maybe in some ways of letting go in them, expressing them, feeling them, seeing them, acknowledging them so you can live a better life. Now, so we can understand before we move forward. Trinity, what exactly, or break down exactly, repressed or suppressed feelings? Because some people out there might not know what we're talking about.
Well, let's take it a step back even before that. You know, what are feelings?
Okay.
You know, people might not even understand that, because we live in such a society that is all about thinking, not about feeling.
Right.
So feelings are not right, wrong, good, or bad. They just are. They are. It's our communication from our spirit, from our soul essence, letting us know if we are in harmony with ourselves. So, for example, if I'm feeling angry or sad, that's letting me know there's something going on that I need to explore. If I'm feeling happy, joyful, excitement, that's letting me know that I'm doing something, or I'm in a situation, or I'm in a place that is right for me. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. We can break it down a little bit. We start with a core of two basic emotions or feelings. That's love and fear. And then from love and fear, we get all those other feelings and emotions like anxiety, anger, sadness, inadequacy, confusion, hurt, loneliness, guilt, shame. And I can go on for forever. You know what I mean? So we usually stem from that and we move forward. And a lot of us don't know how to deal with those feelings. I know I didn't know how to deal with them for a very long time. And we just suppress them and we keep them in. You know, I don't know. Where should we start? Should we start on how ways people like suppress and hide their feelings and avoid them? Or
well,
how do you want to do this, kid?
Before we go there, you know, why don't people want to feel? What's the reason why people don't want to feel?
Mm-hmm.
What's your answer? Why didn't you want to feel? And I'll say why I didn't want to feel.
Okay, well, I can, like I always said, I bring it back to me. You know,
yeah,
I didn't want to feel like the truth. The truth hurts.
Right.
For me, a lot of times it was truth. The reality of a situation, why I couldn't control it, or why it just is. And a lot of people, including myself, don't want to hear the truth, don't want to deal with the truth. They want to deal with something that is their way of looking at it to make it their own, to make it their kind of truth, when in reality it's just, you know, hiding because we don't want to deal with it. How about you?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we've said this before, you know, who wants to feel pain?
Right.
We want to live in a place constantly that we're feeling happy, joyful, you know, we're on the high, you know, of feeling excitement. Who wants to feel that deep, deep, real stuff? Not that joy and happiness isn't real. It's definitely real. But the pain and the anger and sadness or disappointment, whatever the feeling that's coming up, you know, we really don't want to feel those things because, and it all goes back to beliefs. I had a belief, for example, if I feel angry or I express anger, I'm a bitch. And most women are taught that. Most women are taught not to feel the feeling of anger or express it. Because that's not very ladylike. And I know for men, and you could talk more about this, men, you know, they can't really feel sadness or express it. Why? Why, Ralphie?
Because I'm no punk. I can't be
right.
A punk. I can't show somebody that I'm scared. I can't show somebody that I'm sad or that I'm hurt. Just, you know, we're like, oh, you can't hurt me. I'm a man, son.
Right.
You know?
That's
so
right. That's
keep
right.
On. Go ahead.
That's right. That's right. So a lot of it, you know, we are taught at a very young age certain things about feelings, you know, based on gender. Also, you know, as I was saying before, we live in a society that teaches us to think, to think, to think. When we're having conversations with people, it's always, so what do you think? What do you think? Not, so how do you feel? You know, how are you feeling today? And what's the usual response? I'm fine.
Yeah,
I'm
everything's
fine.
Great. It's beautiful.
I'm fine.
Sunny outside.
I'm fine. Right. Because why? We're also taught you know, that we're supposed to hide those feelings, that nobody wants to hear about it. You know, we don't want to feel the pain.
And also, it makes you look weak.
Right. We don't want to feel the pain. We don't want to hear about the pain. And if I express the pain, it makes me look weak. It makes me look like I'm a punk. I can't deal with life.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. Exactly. What are other beliefs that you can think of about feeling?
Oh,
whether
well,
it's men or
feeling. Well, okay. We'll do like we always do. I'm gonna do the male side for mm-hmm. this, and you female side. The male side. Men don't cry. You know, you can't let them, especially when you're coming from the hood. You know, you don't let nobody see your weaknesses. You don't let anybody see that, you know, that you have emotions that you feel. And and right there and then, as a kid, as a young male in the street, or coming from the deep jungles of Brooklyn, you know, you got to put up this facade, this image. It's all about image. You know what I'm saying? I got to be the man. I got to be, you know, that king that walks down the street, you know, with his head up, bebopping. And you know what? Can nobody penetrate my shield? In true essence, behind that armor and behind that shield, it was just a scared little boy crying and scared of letting people in and scared of letting people know that, yeah, I am afraid and this is why I lash out. And, yeah, I am scared, and this is why I lash out. And, yeah, I want to be hugged, and I want somebody to listen to me, and I want somebody to talk to. But you know what? We don't do that. We just talk a lot of crap, and we talk a lot of bravado and a lot of macho. But when it comes to the realness, we don't do that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yep, exactly. Exactly. And, you know, I had a similar experience, you know, in terms of, and I'm going to talk about my childhood, actually, you know, when I would cry. As a child, my dad would just be like, you know, shut up. I'll give you something to cry about. You know, these are the kinds of things. And I know a lot of people hearing this are like, wow, that's real right there. Because this is how a lot of us grow up, you know. Don't feel that way. Get over it. You know, those were other things that I would hear, whether from my parents or my teacher. Don't feel that way. You have no right to feel that way. So what happens? We have these beliefs about feelings. So then when it comes up, what's happening? We start telling ourselves the same exact thing. I could hear my father's words, you know, I'll give you something to cry about. Stop crying. Or my mother, you know, it's not very ladylike to be angry. Get over it.
Baby. How about that one? Stop being a baby, you know?
Being a baby. That was the one that I was looking for. Thank you for the reminder. Yes, stop being a baby.
Stop being a baby.
Grow up.
Exactly.
Right.
But you know what? That's just the domino effect. Because you know what? Our parents went through the same thing. And
that's
it probably kept going
exactly.
through time and time because nobody stopped the cycle. So, you know, I mean, as interacting with you and with your son, Michael, I applaud you because I know you do that with Michael. When Michael feels a certain way, I've witnessed it. You know, what's wrong? What are you feeling? You know, and you know, for that, I applaud you. I'm going to give you a round of applause. Nobody ever did that for me, though. And I can remember my great-grandmother, stop crying. Stop being a little girl, you know?
Right.
Stop being a little girl. Exactly. Only girls cry. Boys don't cry.
That's right. And you brought up a great point about, you know, our parents, because you started bringing up my mom and dad, and if they're listening, you know.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, Mom. I love you, Dad. But, you know, our parents didn't learn this. That is true to fact. They only taught us what they learned. You know, if you never learned algebra in school, how are you going to teach someone else algebra? You have no idea what algebra is about. And the same thing about feelings. If you were never taught to be in touch with your feelings, to express it in a healthy way and to feel it, there's no way you're going to be able to teach it to your children. And I definitely learned this on my own journey, which is why I'm able to teach it to Michael. But back to feelings, you know, how do we numb ourselves? How did you numb yourself, Ralphie?
Okay, well, I mean, you know, you can go on forever. Well,
yeah.
I can get really deep, and I can get real surface stuff, right? So I'll get deep because I like to get deep. How did I numb myself? with anger, with violence, lashing out, graffiti, crime, drugs. I medicated myself with all those things so I wouldn't have to feel none of that. But you know what? When all that went away, when I went home from after doing a 5-hour run in the train yard and doing and tagging up and painting every single train in the train yard, I came home. I had to lay in my bed, and who did I lay there with? Myself. When I came off that high from the liquor and the drugs, whatever drug was my choice that night, when I came down from the high, the feelings were still there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, that's just a piece of me. That's how I did it. I mean, and sounds real generic. A lot of people do it, but that's a couple ways that I dealt with it. We can go into some other stuff. How about you?
Definitely alcohol. That was my thing. When I was a teenager, I would get high.
Yeah,
did all that. And then as I got older and, you know, family members started pointing out how I had a drinking problem, I was like, okay, yeah, no, I don't have a drinking problem. I'm not going to go to AA, but I'm going to start, you know, using other stuff. So I would get into sugar. Sugar is another way that I would numb myself, eating in front of the TV. TV itself, all these drama shows, I would spend hours in front of the TV. My life was going past me. I wasn't living life. My life was spent in front of the TV, eating sugar, watching all these different drama shows, as if I didn't have enough in my life.
Oh, you're always feeding off of their drama. You know
right,
what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly.
From the real drama that was you.
That's right. That's
you know?
Right. And if I wasn't watching TV, I'd be on the phone with so-and-so and so-and-so talking and garbage, not looking for solutions or trying to heal myself. I was repeating and talking about other people and, just reliving the drama over and over and over and over again. What other
right.
ways did you numb yourself?
Well, just by ignoring my feelings, you know,
yep.
pretending that nothing's happened. You know,
I'm fine. I love that one.
I'm good. Everything's fine. Ain't nothing happening. Everything's
right.
perfect. Everything's beautiful. Yeah,
right.
You know what I mean? There's a lot of ways. We talked about this food. You said sugar, right? People overeat. A lot of people
yeah.
overeat when they're going through stuff. You know, they overeat. I've done that. I've sat there and ate boxes of Twinkies and Hostess cakes.
Yeah, you could tell that was one of mine.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
And basically just compulsive behavior. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
We get into stuff like for me, oh my God, for me, and maybe a lot of people out there can identify, and if you see this happening in your household, it's not, sometimes it's a bad thing. Video games. Oh my God.
Yes.
I got lost in the fantasy world of video games. And I was online 24/7. And when I would get home, I would just disregard everybody because I was unhappy. And at that time, when I was a video game freak, I was unhappy with my relationship and my living situation. I did not want to be with this person. So what I did was get into PlayStation. And oh my God, in PlayStation, I was like this dude with like 29 guns, and I was killing everybody, son. I was like, blah. And
right.
it was like, I mean, the whole weekend, staying up, not sleeping. And just drinking beer, you know,
that's
and
right.
then sleeping the whole day. That's so. If you see that at home, that's a sign. And it happens with kids also a lot.
Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Anything to an extreme. There was a time when I was working 60 to 80 hour work weeks. I was, and then I would come home and be on my Crackberry, checking email, doing work. It was
right.
nonstop. But it
right.
was all in an effort to numb myself. Sex. People will use sex
mm-hmm.
to completely numb themselves.
Yeah, with or without a partner.
Right. Right, exactly.
Right.
Even going to the gym. You mentioned that in another episode.
Uh-huh.
You know, spending hours in the gym, just building muscle, you know, anything to an extreme. I mean, going to the gym is a healthy outlet. But if you're spending your life in the gym, you're definitely trying to avoid something. Even
right.
anything to an extreme. I'll even say, even if you're spending a lot of time in some religious movement, you know, anything to an extreme, I would say. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I was getting into it. Even keeping busy. Some people, right. Ever seen that? You know that person who doesn't, who can't stay still? They're
can't
at home
stay
and
still.
They're home and always cleaning. And like, the house
right.
is clean, damn it. You cleaned it yesterday. No,
right.
I got to. Vamos limpiar. Get the alcohol
right.
and get the, you know, cleaning. People try, when they hide, they keep conversations superficial. They never
yes.
keep it real. So if you talk to somebody and everything's always superficial, everything's surface, bullshit, then you know what? They're repressing and they're hiding a bunch of stuff.
Or when they say, oh, yeah, when you ask them, oh, how you doing? I'm doing good. Well, how about you? Tell me about you. And they're all into you. And they
never
this is
all for them and on everything else. Right.
Right. They don't want the light shined on them. I don't
no.
want to talk about myself.
Right.
I don't want to talk about what I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One more thing before we move on to the next. Beware of the person who's always talking peace and love. You know what I'm saying? I've run into people, they, like, how did my grandmother used to say, they're always preaching with their underwear on? I always talk about
right.
peace and love, but underneath all that peace and love, when they get home, they're angry, and they're mad, and they're sad. You know, like, I mean, it's great to preach peace and love. It's beautiful. But when it's, like I know, like, between, like, me and Trinity, we're pretty peaceful, we're pretty loving people, but I know Trinity, when she's upset, she can blow up. She can become that Puerto Rican woman from Brooklyn in a heartbeat from Williamsburg, and the same with me. So anybody who you see never gets mad or never gets sad at all, ever, something's wrong. Am I right?
Right. Yeah, no, right, because, you know, we're human.
Right.
We have challenges. You know, and even the most enlightened and peaceful person has experiences that are challenging and that
right.
are going to test them and that are going to bring up feelings within them. You know, the difference is, you know, what I could say for myself is the way I can feel my feelings and it won't linger for days or weeks or months on end. I'll feel my feelings. And, you know, in a little while, I'm cool.
All right.
And I can have a conversation and be totally loving and happy because I immediately felt my feelings. But we'll get into that some more.
Yeah,
so,
okay. Now, we talked about, like what we just spoke about was examples and methods of how people kind of repress or suppress their emotions and their feelings. Now, what can be the outcome of the symptoms of some of this repressed emotions? Like, I know for me, when I'm going through something and I don't talk about it and I don't get it out, I get tired,
yes,
depressed,
right.
without any reason, you know? You know, there's a lot of ways.
I got sick a lot. I would get sick a lot.
Yeah.
I would get, you know, constantly throat infections, colds. I mean, my immune system was shot until, you know, I finally, like, I was diagnosed with scoliosis. I was laid out on the sofa and couldn't move, and that was all because my life was a mess, and I was not dealing with a lot of the stuff that I needed to feel and heal. Stress, you know, people that we come in contact with all the time, oh, I'm stressed. Yeah, you know, there is a certain amount of stress that we find and we experience throughout our day because of work and life and stuff like that. But if you're constantly stressed, there's something that needs to be looked at, felt, and dealt with.
I know I blow up over the smallest things. You know what I'm saying? Any little thing.
Oh, yeah.
Go in. What do you mean? You forgot to turn off the light. Do you know what that means? I'll kill you. You know, like,
right.
thing. What do you mean you don't want to pass me the sugar? I'm going to shoot you. Just the dumbest things. People just flip out. And that's bad.
That's right.
bad. Also, like, laughing. That person who always laughs at any little thing. You know, that's a way of, that's a symptom of somebody who's repressing and suppressing their feelings. And there's like lack of ambition or motivation. And how about that person you run into that says, I don't care. I don't care. Nothing matters. I don't
care.
Yeah,
right. Mm-hmm. Right. Nothing bothers me. Don't worry about it. Get over it.
Right.
Yep.
Exactly. All right, so we've been talking about fear. We're almost at the halfway mark. I guess on the second half of the show, we'll take callers and we'll speak on how we can let go of these feelings and how to not suppress them and how to really take a look at
them.
Yeah, because the only person who can change what you feel is you. No one can do it. Not a new relationship, a new house, a new car. I know for some ladies, ooh, I got me a new dress. I feel great. No, you don't. You're covering up. You know, it's like covering shit with sugar. It still tastes like shit. Know what I mean? No other person or material possession can help you or change the way you feel. You got to do it. So what do you want to say, Tim, before we go into the halfway mark?
And staying with that, you know, it's like if you don't heal yourself and feel your feelings, it's like going to take a shower with your clothes on.
Ew, you do that?
No, I don't, actually, but because I feel my feelings. But
okay.
That's what happens when we don't feel our feelings. It's like you're saying, you go out, you're buying a new dress, you're buying,
mm-hmm.
you know, different things, or we're numbing ourselves, overeating, whatever it is, to the extreme that we're trying to...
Different partners. Different people going out there.
Right, different partners, different people in our lives. It's all covering up what's really going on inside. And it's like I said, you know, trying to take a shower with your clothes on. You're not going to take a really good shower if your clothes are on.
You're
really not
right.
giving yourself a good cleanse. So
no external source is going to make you stop feeling, no matter what. Not money. Oh, when I have enough money, I can stop being scared. No. It's not going to happen. You're still going to be scared. Oh, I'm in a relationship. I'm not going to be lonely no more. No, if you haven't dealt with those feelings, you're going to be lonely. And the person who's going to suffer is you and the person that you tried to have a relationship with. So our feelings remain within us until we release them. And I think with that, we should go into the halfway mark, unless you want piggyback, D, because I know how you get down and I know how I get down. We always got something to say in a good and positive way. What's up?
No, we'll kick it up in after the song. So this is the halfway mark.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to our great song. We'll be back in a few minutes. Open the lines. Actually answer an email that we received, and we will definitely talk about how to process your feelings. So stay tuned. We will definitely be back.
Yes, we will. Okay, here we go.
Younger day when I lived for my life was everything a man could want to do. I could never see tomorrow. I was never told about the sorrow. And can you mend a broken heart? How can you stop the rain from falling down? Tell me how.
Good choice, Trent. Good choice.
Me too. I love this song. And the truth is, let's live again. Let's live.
Right. Let's mend those broken hearts and our souls, and let's get moving. Because we don't have that much time on this earth. Let's do it right. Go ahead, Trent. Rock off. Start it up.
So, you know, before I read the email, let's talk a little bit about how to process feelings. You know, how do we process our feelings? Because that's the point of it. And I always tell my clients and everybody that I know, the way you process feelings is in the same way that you eat food. You ingest, you process, and you release it. The same thing. So what I like to do is, first of all, I identify with what the feeling is. I put a name on it. What is it that I'm feeling? Because a lot of times, especially in the beginning, I didn't even know what the heck I was feeling. I knew I was uncomfortable and I didn't know what was going on with me. But feelings, what? What is it that I'm feeling? So I would go inside and go, okay, what is this? What's going on inside me? Oh, okay, I'm feeling sad. I'm feeling angry. So first, like I said, I name it. Then I try and get in touch with it and allow myself to feel it. And you have to know the difference between feeling it and thinking it, because your mind is constantly going. And if you're a thinkaholic like I used to be, I would be thinking, oh, yeah, I'm sad because this one and this one did this and that person did this to me, and this is the reason why I'm sad. That's not feeling it. You're just thinking about it. You're not really actually going inside to feel it. So it's kind of like quieting the mind and going inside to actually go in and feel it. And I usually ask people, okay, so what are you feeling inside your body and where are you feeling inside your body? So, for example, and I use anger because it's very easy to use anger, I will feel something in my belly, like somebody punched me in my belly, and I know that, oh, I'm pissed. I'm feeling it, for me, in my belly. So I go into my belly and I allow myself to feel that anger. And then I put a rate on it. You know, how high is this anger on a scale of 1 to 10? 10 being highest, 1 being lower. 10, if I'll let myself feel it, if it comes up at a 10 or a 7 or a 6 or a 5, I'll let myself feel it at that intensity.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then breathe into it. And hopefully at that point, I've allowed myself to go down the scale, that rating scale. But continuing with anger, the feeling of anger, sometimes we need to move the anger or the feeling if it's in a very high rating scale. So if I'm at a 10 on an anger, I will punch the bed or yell into a pillow. Or just repeat the word, no, 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 no.
You release it.
Right. So the energy, moves, and I'm able to release it. Then I go in and check in again. Okay, let me go into my belly. Let me see. Where is that anger on that scale of 1 to 10? Oh, it's at a 5. So that is my indication that I know that I've actually felt it and I've released a lot of it. And I'll keep doing it over and over again until I'm like at a 3 or even lower than that. Because for me, a 3 or lower, that's letting me know, wow, I really felt that feeling and allowed myself to release it.
Right. Good. That's good. That's good.
Anything you want to add to that, Rafi?
Well, yeah, there's a lot we can add, like on how to deal with the feelings. But I just want to say real quick, if you want to call in, the number is 347-826-7650. That's 347-826-7650. Feel free to call in. Let's deal with the email that we got, because it's based on how to deal with some feelings, right?
Well, there's a question about what to do.
Right? Okay, yeah. So let's deal with that, and then we can go into it if we don't get any other calls. Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
So. The email that I received, I'm saying her name is Sunshine. So Sunshine sent me, an email. Hi, good morning, Diana Trini-Nieves. I hope you're well. I want to first say I love your new show. I've chimed in, but it's hard to say a peep with my toddler. She has a toddler, and she's up and about a lot. But kudos to you for putting it together so well, meeting the radio show. I'm hooked. I read tonight's topic, and I really want me to find a healthy way to let go of what I'm suppressing and I bury so deep, yet it's eating at me every day, like holding a hot coal in my bare hand. I have two things eating at me. The first is a 17-year friendship that went bad due to my best friend being very jealous. I never noticed until way later, but it just so happens every time I met someone, she distanced herself from me. She cut me off when I got my fiance and became pregnant. That was when my back was hurt and I needed her the most. She wouldn't talk to me for over a year. Without me even knowing what I had done, I finally came face to face with her when my son's grandma passed. They are related. Without explanation or questions, I forgave her and moved past it all in her time of need. After all, I miss my best friend. Life just isn't the same without her. Long story short, she betrayed me again. This time with my son, whom is her godson. She denied any part of my court hearing and admitting all my ex's drug use for decades now. My ex-husband is her uncle. As much as I want her in my life, I'm hurt. We are broken. I've always tried with open heart and arms when it comes to her. I don't know how to fix it. By the way, my other situation is similar, but with my father, who has chosen to not be in my life just because. He comes around every decade or so, and I never turn him down. He continues to let me down with broken promises. It's heartbreaking, but I'm not some toy. We are grown now, and if he's not going to be a friend, dad, and grandpa, then why bother at all? It's so hard to find the right words to say. I'm tempted to give up since he always burns the bridge, but that will be even more painful. Thank you for listening. And she closes out. So how do you feel about that, Ralphie?
Oh, she said a whole lot. There's a whole lot there. When it comes to other people, and you can't dictate other people's actions and how they feel, and as much as some of their actions, especially our loved ones, our close friends and family members, their actions hurt us and the way they think about us or what they do hurt us. You can't dictate what they do. That's their problem. Let's look at your problem. The way I do that, I mean, like, I can go, like, all right, I always bring it to me and my mom. I love my mom. She's my mom. I don't like her sometimes. She puts me down a lot ever since I was a little boy. So, I mean, I've talked to Diane about it. I've talked to so many people about it. And there's nothing I can do to change her. She has to want to change herself. And it might be to the point that she doesn't want to change or she'll never change, but I can change me. So I take what she does to me and the way she hurts me, and I just don't acknowledge it no more, and I don't give it power. Like I said, it's her problem, not mine. I know how to deal with it. There's certain things I don't bring up because I know it's just going to bring negative reactions from her or just something really hurtful coming out of her mouth. So I don't bring it up. And that's how I deal with my mom. So, like, you know, I'm not going to tell you how to deal with your dad. I'm just giving you an example how I deal with my mom. You know, you got to do you. Do you, live for you, live for your child, and keep it moving. As much as it hurts, it's just a feeling. It's not holding you down physically, but you're allowing it to hold you down spiritually. Let it go, release, and keep moving on. How about you, Trent?
Definitely feeling the feeling first, because she did bring up, you know, the pain that she's been burying so deep down inside that she's not allowing herself to feel. So it's about, well, first of all, congratulations for having the emotional courage to ask for help and send this email.
That's
a start. Now the next step is, you know, having time away from your toddler so that you can get real with yourself about what you're feeling. You identify with the pain and and now it's time to feel it. Give yourself permission to feel it. And then once you can feel and release it, it's a matter about seeing the correlation between these two. The friendship is repeating a pattern that wasn't healed with regard to your dad. And what is it that you're seeking now from your relationships? Are you looking to get approval, acceptance, love? You know, what's calling out to me is that there's this little girl inside of you that's crying out for her daddy, who's crying out for that loving relationship. And she needs to be loved, not by her parents, by, of course, that's nice, but it's really about you giving yourself that love, that acceptance, that approval. Because honestly, you know, we're adults now. And if your parents died tomorrow and they didn't give you that love, that acceptance, that approval, where does that leave you? It's about you giving that to yourself now, being your own parent. And that's what I do with myself constantly. You know, I'm parenting myself. I'm checking in with that little girl inside me going, you know, how are you feeling today? Are you okay? If I'm feeling sad, I allow her to feel sad and hold her and tell her that I love her and tell her that I'm never going to leave her. I'm never going to betray her. And that's really what's being called out from this email to me. You know, how are you betraying yourself in these relationships, but beyond that, within yourself, by not feeling your feelings, by not being honest with yourself about how you feel about these relationships. I could go on and on, but I think that is a lot in and of itself.
Yeah.
And but also remembering, and what we said before, you know, our parent, and it's not to excuse the behavior, but it's to understand the behavior. Our parents didn't learn how to feel their feelings, be emotionally honest and intimate, because if your dad did, he would be around. He hasn't learned a lot of these skills that you need to learn now and step up to learn now so that you could teach your own child and not repeat the pattern. And that was my goal and my intention when I became a parent. You know, I'm going to be different because I want my son to learn how to love and be loved and feel love and to love others the way that I wanted to be loved. So.
And you do a good job at it. Yeah, you definitely
Thanks.
Do a good job. We have a caller. Hi, who's there?
Hi, it's Annette.
Hi, Annette. How you
Hi.
Doing?
Hi, good. Diana and I went to school together, elementary school.
Oh, cool.
Hi.
So you guys can talk.
Hi.
Girls, all right.
I just want to congratulate you guys. It's a great show. I, you know, whenever I get the chance to, I try to catch on. And follow up with the past ones that I didn't listen to live.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Thank you for calling. And, I mean, it's no accident, though, and I'm loving hearing your voice. You know, you're calling about this show. What do you have to share? What would you like to share about feelings? And
you know, how I deal with it, I tend to shut down. And I know
mm-hmm.
that's probably not a good thing, but I shut down. I do, you know, I'll, you know, maybe just, you know, stay in my room and maybe, you know, cry my eyes out but that's how I feel like I release it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right. All right, but after you release it, how do you deal with it?
You know, I don't know. I just keep to myself, you know. I feel that, well, I just recently had a bad breakup and, you know, I saw myself isolating from all my friends and just kind of just, you know, just trying to deal with it myself.
Yeah, we do that a lot. I mean, I know I did that. I know I stayed in my room and in my house for like 3 weeks and just cried. And when anybody called, yeah, I'm fine. And as soon as I hung up, I started crying again.
That's what it's been like for me lately. And,
right.
You know, I just feel like, all right, enough.
Okay, so now what are you going to do? It's a good step. You're talking about it. It's a good step.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I just feel like maybe now, the weather is nicer. I'm going to try to, go out and just get out of this shell,
That's a good thing. All I can say is do you. Don't go out there and get lost or distracted by something just to hide again. Do you with those feelings. Like do like what Diana said, identify them, look at them, and deal with them. And I'm sure Diana has something to piggyback on that.
Okay. I would ask you to, you don't have to answer it now. This is more for you. What did you learn from that relationship? Sometimes that takes a little processing, and even writing down, because every relationship that we have is to teach us something about ourselves. So whether it's I need to protect my boundaries in this relationship because this person stepped all over me or they, hurt me in some certain way.
Right.
I need to do a better job of protecting my boundaries. Maybe I needed to communicate more. My last relationship, I had to communicate more, ask more questions. And I talk a lot. But I needed to ask more questions to get to know that person better so that I could understand them better to realize, wow, that relationship really wasn't the right relationship for me. But I was lying to myself. And women, we tend to do that. We tend to lie. We get the signs, we get the signals, and then we lie to ourselves about that person because we want to be in that relationship. And for me, I was always putting the relationship before myself. I really want this relationship to work out.
Yeah.
I want to be in a relationship so bad. So I'm not going to ignore it. I'm going to ignore this little thing about this person that really is not working for me or my lifestyle, and it's not in harmony with who I am. So I bring these as examples just so that you can process, what's the lesson, because every relationship is here to teach us something about ourselves.
Right.
Annette, I don't mean to cut you off, right? You can reach us. Keep listening. I'm not going to hang up on you. Keep listening. But we're down to we have 8 minutes of the show left. So we always end it with a song that takes the last few minutes.
Okay.
Right? I appreciate you calling in. Feel free. Annette, Diana's your friend from longest. reach out to Diana. Reach out to me. Maybe this is a girl thing. Sometimes the girls got to stick with the girls sometimes, and the guys got to stick with the guys, and that's fine.
No, but, it's good to have a guy's point of view, so...
Okay, so you can reach out to us on our email, and I'll answer the question sincerely and honestly. But we're gonna be wrapping it up real soon. And this is a great topic. I don't think we did enough justice by only having a 60-minute show. Maybe we have to revisit this again in the near future, Diana. What do you think?
Yes, absolutely. We'll definitely have to do another show.
Yeah, because there's a lot of stuff that we didn't touch. Because the time constraint. But, before we end it out, my last thing that I'm going to say is people learn how to deal with your feelings. Don't be afraid of them. My people, my men, the guys out there that are listening, it's okay. Yeah, you're a man, but doesn't mean that there's a lot of things that you can, be afraid to do. Express your feelings. Communicate with your loved ones, your children, your coworkers. And don't be afraid to put your stuff out there. And for me, what works for me is I'm not worried about what other people think. It's at the end of the day, it's about what I think about myself. And if I know when I'm doing the right thing, because I know right from wrong. But it's always good to have a good network in your corner. If your network is not supporting you, then find another network and get with some real cats that is going to hold you down on some real stuff. Maybe we have to start a men's group or something. But this is Ralphie. We're going to be ended in a few minutes. Diana, what you want to say? Anything?
I want to say this quote that I love dearly. I want to know if you're willing to disappoint another in order to be true to yourself. And that is written by Oriah Mountain Dreamer. She's an Indian elder. And thank you so much, everyone. If you want to reach out to me, my website is www.dianatrinitynieves.com or www.liveyourheartstruth.com. And all my contact information is on there. And Ralphie, how can we reach you?
You can stick your head out the window and go, "Yo, Ralphie!" Or you can go to Facebook. And that's that Project Brooklyn bullshit right there. "Yo, Ralphie, I got to talk." You can reach me on Facebook, or you can reach me at www.xmental, that's xmental.org. And my information is there. You can just hit me up at ralphie@xmental.org or info@xmental.org. And we have an email. What's the email? I always get it wrong, so I'm not going to get it wrong, Diana. What's the email?
heartandsoul908@gmail.com.
There you go. Okay, we're going to end the song. We're going to end the show with a little bit of a bang. This is called "The Harder They Come." It's by Rocker's Revenge. It's a group from the 80s. All you old heads are going to understand it and remember it. This is Ralphie, Tattoo X-Men Perez. Yo, keep your head up. Do what you got to do for you and keep moving forward. Diana?
And this is Diana Trinity Nieves. Love yourself, accept yourself, approve of yourself. And once you do that, the world will mirror that back to you.
No doubt, no doubt. All right, everybody. Peace, love, and hair grease and all that good stuff. Namaste. And here we go. Till next week, 9 p.m. next Wednesday. Talk to you later. Bye.
Come on. know, unemployment has gripped the nation. We're all fighting double-digit inflation. Children, please get that education, because the country needs more communication.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your moves.
But behind the glitter lies this stark truth. In Hillary Clinton's America, things get worse. Under her dishonest plan, taxes keep rising, terrorism spreads. Washington insiders remain in control, Americans losing their jobs, homes, and hope. In Donald Trump's America, people are put back to work. Our families are safe, the American dream achievable again. Change that makes America great again.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.